The question after any date in Iowa. What happened? Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Today's What Happened is brought to you by Fiskus Jewelers, your jeweler for life. Listener Tom needs our help, and we're going to try to get a hold and talk to Jessica today and see if we can help him find out what happened. And Tom is going to tell us his side of things first. Hey, Tom, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, guys?
We are good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So tell us, what's the latest with Jessica? Anything to report at this point in time?
I mean, at this point, I'm ghosted pretty much. I just don't know why. Because, I mean, our date literally was perfect.
Perfect. Okay. We've heard good. I don't know that we've ever heard perfect, but all right. Tell us. How did it, I mean,
what makes it perfect?
Yeah, what makes it perfect? Right.
I mean, we kissed at the end of the date. And I mean, like, you don't do that if you hate someone, right?
Generally not. No.
No.
I don't think so. No. Okay. So tell us about the date. What did you guys do?
We did something a little out of the box. We went to this outdoor gun range, which was super fun. It was a little bit of a hike to get there, but it was just a fun, cool idea, and she seemed to really like it. So afterward, we just hung out, and I mean, it went great.
Okay, well, that's something you would have to have in common. You both got to be on the same page
right.
with that.
Right. I guess my question, did you just spring it on her, or did you ask her if she would want to do that? Go ahead.
I asked her, okay. No, I can see how that would be a little tough, but she was totally down.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that was when you said it, I thought, okay, well, maybe she wasn't real into that.
Yeah, right.
That's why she's not calling you back.
Right.
But if you asked her and she said yes, then okay. All right, so anything stick out? Anything weird or something maybe happened that you look back on and think, okay, maybe that was it?
I mean, literally, no. I've gone over it a bunch of times. If anything, she's a better suitor than me. Maybe that's it. I don't know.
You know, women traditionally have better aim than men.
Boy. Really? What are the facts?
I look it up. I don't know.
Okay.
No, so I've been to the range before, and the guy at the range told me that.
Right. Really? And do all salesmen get to you that easily, too?
Right.
I guess I hear what I want to hear.
Okay. Well, that could be true. I have no idea, but neither do you. Okay. All right. Well, Tom, good news. I mean, maybe. We were able to track Jessica down, and we have her on hold. She hasn't heard anything to this point. We want to get her side without hearing your side, and we'll get her side, and then we'll bring you back in a few minutes. So hang on, okay?
Okay. Got it. Okay.
All right. Hey, is this Jessica?
Yes. Can I help you?
Yeah. Hey, Jessica. It's Ken, Colleen, and Kurt at Star 102.5. Good morning.
Morning. What's going on?
Well, all right. We're calling to talk to you about your date with Tom. Okay. So we can talk to you about it? You're willing to chat with us?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to.
Okay, all right. Okay, well, he was surprised because he thought you guys had a really good date, and he thought that he would have gotten in touch with you, but you haven't been answering him, says you're ghosting him. So is that true? Are you?
I mean, that's a little more harsh than I would put it.
Okay, well, then what would you say? How would you put it?
I think I would say that I'm taking my time to come to a decision.
Oh,
boy.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's pause there because that's a good tease. Uh-huh. I would like to hear what that means in detail. Taking your time to come to a decision.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get more from Jessica here in just a moment.
Still waiting to glow up.
All morning.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.